Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
The resurgence of Rashford. Not just a social justice campaigner, he is back as a viable, reliable FPL asset. That's where we shall start this new episode of Game Week with me, Matt Dyson, and Danny P, the man with the prior knowledge, Dan Pryor, because Rashford is back in a big way, Pryor, and I always like a midfielder on the game who's starting up front, and it seems that under Ten Hag, he's having a bit of a resurgence. Would you agree, Danny P?
Risky. That might be a rush decision, but yeah, he's.
Oh, it's good. We haven't heard that for a while.
Making his mark, Marcus, this season.
Wow, you haven't heard your Rashford gags for a while, yeah. How we've missed them, because he's been pretty much off the fantasy radar for quite some time, hasn't he?
Yeah, there's talk he'd gone down the Dele Alli avenue. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Gone the way of Jesse Lingard, disappearing into obscurity and just having to make TikTok videos to pass the time as he rot on the bench at Old Trafford. But now he's back and he's in the team of the week. He's the top scoring player on the game this week. Would you believe Marcus Rashford? Not many people would have predicted that, but he is now back in scoring points, left, right and centre, 18 points. And then the next games, Crystal Palace away, Leeds at home, always a tasty one for Manchester United, then the Manchester derby against City after that as well. So I mean, I'm just debating whether to put him in. I feel like with most things I do this season, I've probably missed the boat, and if I haven't got him now, I'll probably curse him if I put him in. Well, he's got 3 goals so far this season, seems to be starting every game. Have Manchester United turned a corner though? That's, I suppose, the question, Dan, before making this rash move.
I'm not sure. Yeah, he's the thing was that they play well on the counter, don't they, United, this season? They're going for the old sit back, suck it up, hit them on a pacey counter, because it didn't work when they were trying to dominate games. So Palace away doesn't seem like a game where Palace are going to be leaving like 2 men at the back.
No. They seem fairly tight at the back, don't they, Palace, do they?
Leeds, I'd say, yeah. Leeds and the Manchester derby might be a bit more up their street in terms of the way they're playing.
I'm just thinking, looking at him at 6.5, I think he's, you know, that price is going to go up, I'd imagine.
He already has. Yeah.
15% ownership still at the moment, but just nice that he's a striker and he's been moved. Why? I mean, I don't know why he was moved back to midfield. I suppose because he was playing as a winger for the past couple of seasons. It seems a strange move, but there we go. That's up to the FPL chimps, the oft mentioned chimps of FPL.
He's in that Son and Salah sort of category, isn't he, of playing off a front man. So now they say he's a midfielder. Yes.
But much cheaper than the other two, yeah, certainly.
Any interesting? So, yes. Anthony, the new boy?
Ah, the new boy, yes.
He went off on 57 minutes.
Oh, galling. Who was it? Someone went off just before the 60-minute cut-off, didn't they? I saw someone say it was like 30 seconds before. Was it in a Liverpool player that went off just 30 seconds before the cut-off? which is very annoying.
Yeah, well, Trent went off on 58.
Just before the cutoff. Very annoying. It's like Klopp's messing with FPL fans' heads at the moment. But a decent clean sheet for Everton, to be fair. And another clean sheet for your man, Dan Patterson, Nathan Patterson. They did a big special on him on Match of the Day. To be fair, the prior knowledge, you had him from the start of the season. You talked about him, certainly, from the start of the season. You expected big things from Nathan Patterson, but now he's like, yeah.
His price has gone up. He's up 0.1. I mean, not a lot to say. I mean, that's his first clean sheet of the season. He just was great bench fodder. I'm much up about him now if he's been on Match of the Day, and I've mentioned him almost every episode. Yeah. So
once he's jumped the jock, you're not interested anymore. But yeah, he looks decent. He looks decent going forward. He looks like he reminds me of what's that Irish fullback that Everton. Yeah, Coleman. Seamus, of course. Reminds me of a young Seamus. He sort of lost his way a bit at Everton, didn't he? In the past couple of seasons. But yeah, he looks decent. It's still a bargain, even if his price has gone up too.
Yeah. Him and Neco Williams on my bench. Three at the back. Yeah.
Very nice cheap bench fodder. Overall, Dan, what you scored pretty well again, I think, didn't you? Because not many clean sheets were had, but you got a couple.
Yeah, well, I got 65, average 45, so it was pretty good. I think that match at the end, that was it the United game, the last game? No, yeah, Man U Leicester, Man U Arsenal, that just threw things out a little bit for me, but like Martinelli's disallowed goal.
Yes, that's annoying for both of us. Yeah,
but Alisson sort of seems to be potentially back in, doing well as a goalkeeper, not saving penalties and stuff, but being consistent. This week, every week, someone does rubbish, like my defence or my midfield. This week, my midfield did nothing. Zaha brought in free, Salah free, Kulusevski.
Oh, yes, of course. That was the big... that's the big one we need an update on, because we were discussing which one to go for, Zaha or Gross, which was my choice. And Zaha he blanked, as we predicted. He's often quite annoying to own on FPL, isn't he?
And he is.
And so it proved, it didn't do particularly well for you.
Good differential, so I'll hang on to him for now. And then the other one I bought in, because I had two freebies, was Trippier, who got an 8. So between the two of them, I'm quite happy with that as a...
11
points from the two, and his price has gone up this week. Tony was the big one, wasn't he? I was really hoping you'd sold him this week. I went on your team afterwards going, oh, surely Matt sold him, that's why it's done.
No, I wouldn't be that. I'm not that hasty. Not
people did.
The goal scoring ability of Ivan Tony. But I was annoyed because it was just about 2 weeks ago I captained him when they were at home to, home to Everton, and he blanked, and then just a couple of weeks later he's back on fire again, so it's amazing.
Did you Billy Husky and Rob at Rob with a lot of numbers after his name, but doesn't seem to be a Russian troll unless he's trolling us. Ivan Tony tweeted, massive win, happy to get a hat trick and 3 big points, on to the next. Oh, and how you guys have took me out of your fantasy team, how you like me now, in capital letters.
Love it.
A couple of shade face emojis and a couple of crying laughing emojis.
Love it. Nice. Love a footballer goading FPL heads.
Because his price went down before that week. So,
I mean,
happy days, everyone's getting Mitrovic.
But to be fair, Mitrovic is still delivering, isn't he?
He always scores against Spurs, this guy. Always.
The quandary I have is, he does. But is to whether to keep. Because now it's looking, my attention is now turning to Jesus and whether he is going to be as prolific as I was potentially hoping for. And maybe get Jesus out in for Mitrovic. You know, I mean, that's a potential move on the cards. But I think I need to stick with Jesus a little bit longer.
I think his price has gone down, Jesus, but there's a lot of big panicky buying at the moment. His fixtures are good. The home to Everton, away to Brentford, home to Tottenham.
Exactly. It's not the right time to do it, but I mean, it's just hard to not have Mitrovic at the moment because he seems to score every game. It doesn't matter how well Fulham do, he'll pop up with a goal.
Well, and a big derby from now, home to Chelsea, and Chelsea off the back of that European defeat. Fulham had the whole week to prepare. Chelsea away. Mitrovic against the back line, he does potentially look good. And then even if he doesn't, after that, it's Forest, Newcastle, West Ham, Bournemouth. It's not bad fixtures.
The Forest game is coming. It's an easy one, isn't it?
What happens to Forest? You might as well touch on it, because that was Bournemouth. 2-0 up to Bournemouth. Feels like points in the lot.
I know, I was like, great. It was justified to spend all that money. We're tuning up, we're flying, but then it all went pear-shaped in the second half. Yeah, really annoying, but, you know, it's very early days. That I'm not going to get
into. Yeah, we're about but... early days. It's seven game weeks in now.
Early days, lots of new players, you know. It's all right for Bournemouth because they haven't signed hardly anyone. They're all still together from last season. They all know each other, but, you know. They did it. Scotty Parker, didn't they? I think they sort of, you know, they probably did it for him. They raised the game for him. But it's very, very disappointing. Solanke off the mark as well. I'm not sure he's going to be Mitrovic-esque this season, I don't think. But, yes, quite hard to take that, really, because it was a real must-win game, especially after spending all that money. You know, people are going to pounce on us now and have a pop, aren't they? And all these boring pictures of big buses for the Forest team coach
and school
photos for the pre-season team picture. So many of them.
Yeah, my neighbour, he got a letter from, he's always been drafted to the team, you know, summons to represent Forest.
Everyone is being asked, you know, why not? We're going for anyone. Apparently, we tried to get that Dybala who's gone to Roma. I was like, what?
What about,
literally asking about anyone.
Batshuayi, I thought he was coming in.
Yeah, Batshuayi was so close to being the 22nd signing. And I thought that was a step too far. I thought, you know, Batshuayi's all right, but I don't even think he'd start for Palace, really. I don't think he's, like, worth breaking the bank for. Risky.
Palace are a lot better than Forest, surely.
I don't think Batshuayi's worth risking going bust for, is he, really? I know we need a lot of players and a little bit of strength in depth, but I'm not sure signing Batshuayi is really necessary.
That's where you drew the line of bankrupting the club. It's like, all right, well, quite bankrupt. I mean, you realise it's going to end in a real tragedy of this manager of yours that you'll love getting sacked after about 15 games.
If he does go early, that would be very short-sighted, because I'd quite happily yo-yo and keep him because he's
like... You can't yo-yo, you know, you've spent all that money. If you'd gone up and been like a normal team and got like six players in, but 23 players away.
We've got the parachute papers. They might cover about a tenth of all those wages. It's incredibly worrying. We're really going out on a limb, you know, putting a lot of hope in this season. But, you know, there's still time to turn things around then.
There's some tasty relegation release clauses in there.
It starts against Leeds on the 12th of September. That's the big one. And luckily, that coincides with Leeds having a little bit of a dip in form after a flying start to the season. That Monday night game could be tasty.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of goals in that Brentford game, weren't there? It was quite exciting. But yeah, Rodrigo being out, you were right. I mean, his shoulder injuries put him out till October. So
yeah, see,
saying it. They were initially claiming it might be back that week,
Another injury that's concerning both of us is Kyle Walker, Dan. I'm not sure what to do with him. It seems like it might just be a couple of games he's out.
He's got orange now. Yeah, I'm worried about his price dipping as well. So I don't really... Even if he's out for a couple of games, I mean, when he's back, what, he's going to be Man U at home or Liverpool, or Arsenal away?
Tough games in Europe. So I was hoping to have a week with no transfers to save a couple up, but...
I think I'm going to get rid. But as soon as I get wind that he's on that price predictor site that his price is dropping, then I'm going to get shot. But not sure who for. Arsenal fans or Arsenal buyers, people will say, but his price has been rocketing, hasn't it? And then he's... Delivered a 1 and a 0 these last 2 weeks. Good fixtures coming up, but Everton, like you say, maybe they turn
some. Well, I'd say maybe a Brighton defender.
After that, Brentford away, Tottenham home, Liverpool home, Leeds away, City home. Those aren't games that screen clean sheets, and they've got Europe back. Just to see how they juggle.
Well, it would be trippier for me if I do get rid of him, but I'm thinking I might keep hold of him just and lose a 0.1 of a million. It's like, look, not going to ruin my season that's already limping.
You know how many times I've done like 3 transfers that I'm ready to go and then it's 0.1 out or a wild card or something. It drives me nuts. So you say that, but I've had many a good transfer plan ruined by 0.1 mil. I'm not sure else I could go for. Darlow seems to be doing all right. A couple of clean sheets, but there's no one massively standing out. This is who I need. Trippier's the main one, and I'm happy with those two bargain ones. Cancelo, I'm worried about rotation. He did really well last night, though.
He got a couple of assists last night, didn't he?
Yeah, and people have been slagging out. He hasn't been getting forward this season, but he looks good that week, that game. So we'll see.
We shall see then. Yeah, Gross, who I signed instead of Zaha. I really should have gone with McAllister or Trossard. McAllister's having a bit of a purple patch at the moment, which is most unexpected. Penalties. Yeah, and free kicks, yeah. Mm-hmm. But Gross got an assist, so, you know, I'll take that. But when the team score 5, I sort of expect Gross to be on that. And I think Dakar did quite well for Leicester, but, I mean, God. You're not putting Leicester in your Acker at the moment, is there? I mean, come on, they're falling apart. Brendan will be gone soon. He clearly wants to go.
It does seem like that, doesn't it? Like he's angling for a move. Press conference a little bit more aggy.
It's like, well, we can sign anyone. And to be fair, they have stopped signing people.
Have they only sold Fafana for all intents and purposes, and Schmeichel, of course, over the summer.
You've got to use some of the Fafana money to buy someone decent, haven't you, surely?
I mean, all he's got to do is get through this. No, well, hang on. They've been, what are they? They're one of the teams that are UEFA on, though, for like financial. You know, they said these four clubs that have been a bit wobbly financially and that they're let it off this year because of COVID. But next year, they're on them. They're making sure they haven't been cooking the books.
Very worrying. Yeah, the financial fair play aspect is something that's slightly concerning because I'm not sure how it works with that. But
it'd be good to have that in FPL. I don't know if it'd be a chip, but something to, like, you know, I suppose that's what the free hits like a little bit. But to have a little billionaire or a little bit of book cooking, just go
Financial fair play goes out.
I'll have a front three of Kane, Haaland, and someone else expensive.
You can buy anyone you want. Would you go over the 100 million? Yes, that would be quite nice. Just as for 1 week. That's a great idea, right?
Maybe you'd have some other jeopardy where if you don't score X amount of points, then you've been caught by your way from docks.
Sort of Brewster's Millions chip. So just
spam. I feel like that's what you do every week. You use a Brewster's Million. You want to start your plan.
Hey, what are you on about? How dare you?
Throwing money at a team that's not going to do anything.
Okay, that bad. I got 53 points. The average was 45, so it's not great. But I'm just so bang average, and I'm not getting my captain choices right this season. I mean, Haaland got a goal, didn't he? But it wasn't.
Haaland did good. I mean, this is now, Dyson. Yeah. I think it's time to retire.
He is captain obvious. You're right.
Captain obvious Salah thing. It's over. I think Salah's captain, captain choice is gone.
He hit the woodwork, didn't he? I think it's like Liverpool did hit the woodwork a few times in that game. Yeah, but you're right. I mean, it's great.
This guy's a monster, isn't he?
But it seems like he scored again too in the Champions League. It's like, I don't know how you can drop him or not have him at the moment.
This is what
Salah Pickers said to me for many, many seasons, but I'm not doing it with this guy.
I'm just going to say, you could centre our game with it. If this is captain obvious now, and inverted commas, he's making the game boring to captain the same player every week, then isn't it time for you to drop Erling Haaland from your squad? The Haaland Dodgers.
No, it doesn't have the nice ring to it, does it? I mean, one of the main reasons was because it sounded good. It's just something to do in it to spice
Haaland back.
Haaland back, it's good. But I'm not, but I am backing him, so I don't know if it works.
You want to put Haaland back.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from you if you are a Haaland Dodger. Do get in touch. Ailing, you will be ailing if you haven't got Erling, certainly. But he is an absolute goal machine, reminiscent of Drago in Rocky IV. So I'm doing a lot of 80s film references on the podcast.
Drago was kind of alluded to be taking roids in that, wasn't there? It was a little image with a needle going in his arm.
He had some injections, didn't he? I'm not suggesting that about Erling in any way, shape, or form.
If he's a Drago, then who's Rocky? Kane?
Yeah, good question. No, Mitrovic. Mitrovic is Rocky. Oh, Kane. Actually, you're right. Kane's got a similar voice, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's got that speech.
Adrian. If you heard Harry Kane shouting Adrian, it would be indistinguishable from Stallone.
But why would he be calling for West Ham's old keeper? That would be so strange.
Adrian! Oh, maybe he's his nemesis. We've only just cottoned on, but yeah.
Is there a world, Kane?
Isn't Adrian... Is he at Liverpool? Or
yeah, I think he was, wasn't he? Yeah. I think he's still there.
Sorry, yeah, who's doing well?
He is still there, just to be clear. Yeah, Kane is doing all right. I mean, he's not picking up mega points, but he's returned.
Well, that's another thing. Get rid of Jesus for Kane, but that's a very expensive front line, isn't it? But I just... I'm not really feeling the midfield at the moment. I mean, not potentially all season, but having a bit of a dip. I'm quite annoyed by Luis Diaz blowing hot and cold. I'm sticking with Raheem Sterling for a little bit longer after he seemed to find some sort of form. But I don't think I'm going to make any changes this week. But it's just a matter of who to captain, really, because... Like, after Tony's hat-trick heroics, do I stick with him, Southampton away? He's got a score in that game, hasn't he?
Has he? Southampton aren't doing terribly, are they?
They're not great, though, are they? It's not really a fortress, St Mary.
It feels like nine games. I feel like Haaland is the obvious choice.
Haaland against Spurs is the obvious
choice. Kane and, what is it, the two undefeated teams that are left, Spurs and City. Spurs with that... sort of, I think they've beaten Pep's team more than any other team have in any of his clubs. He's like the little.
So you're captain Haaland against your own team.
Oh, well, it's just being clever, isn't it? You can't be silly and let your heart rule your head. I think Kane had one of the best games of his career against City last season away, but there's always a time you think, surely this time City are going to smash them because they're just getting fed up of having this match against them every time where they come out. Not quite winning. I think they'll be highly motivated. And they've had the extra day rest. They basically passed it around for half the match yesterday. And Spurs at time recording play tonight at home to Marseille. So it's a shorter turnaround for the match for Spurs.
Spurs are looking pretty good, aren't they? And like you said, Sessegnon's having a decent season. Well, does he start? Is he starting or coming
he's
on?
He's in and out. Perisic, isn't he? So
he's being quite rotated, but he looks really good for an assist when he comes on, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And Richarlison's starting to find his feet now, isn't he? He was...
that's affecting Kulusevski, so that's interesting to see where that pans out.
You've got him. Yes, because when Richarlison plays, Kulusevski is benched.
Well, not necessarily. They're saying that's the whole point of Richarlison, is that he can play on either side and up front. But I remember Kulusevski did really well against City last season in that away fixture, so I do fancy him to start. But I guess we'll get a better idea when we see how they line up tonight against Marseille.
We need to turn this off, do we? Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
Sorry, yes. We'll just quickly finish, Dan. Sorry, they need the studio, mate. I'm going to have to get out. But stay there and remember, we'll be back next week. And remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's serious.
Also, Dan, well done on being top of the Game Week head-to-head league. Thank you, Matt, for recognizing my skills.
Game Week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.